It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, as an old outdoors writer, I have the opportunity to do a lot of things in the outdoors. I've fishing, hunting, and I get to visit and spend time with a lot of fun people. Many of them have become friends through the years. Now, Jason Barber is one of those friends. I've fished with Jason for, I was trying to figure it up, probably not too far off of 13, 14 years ago, I first fished with Jason. Jason, he guides down at Cedar Creek Lake, Kings Creek Adventures. Now, I spent a very enjoyable day earlier this week with Jason and his son, Jacob, and Jeff Rice, good buddy of mine. We were had a plan to cook some fish up on the creek bank and catch a bunch of catfish. That's just what we did. Well, our guest is Jason Barber. He's standing by, and I thought it'd be fun to kind of rehash the fun that we had this week. Jason, buddy, thank you for a fun day out on the lake and on the creek bank. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, always my pleasure, Luke.
We had a good time. I don't know when I've had any more fun. You know, I would say it's not so much about catching fish, but had we not caught fish, we wouldn't have had the creekside fish fry that we did. But that trip worked out perfectly. You had those catfish figured out. The fresh water coming in to the lake and all the feeder creeks, you know, you'd kind of tell all of our friends listening how that trip started with, of course, Jacob, a master at, you've already got that boy trained with the cast net. He caught us some good fresh shad, didn't he?
He did, yeah. I've had him in training since he was a little tyke, but he makes a great deckhand for me, and especially, you know, in the summer when I've got him every day. He's graduated up to doing most of the work for me. I mean, yeah. He's my anchor man. He does my bait catching.
Yeah.
Scrubs the boat, you know, moves the gear around, and he's pretty good at taking fish off the hook and picking backlashes, all that stuff. So keep it in the family, you know.
Well, my hat is off to you, buddy. And it had been several years since I saw Jacob, and I can't tell you how happy I was to see how much he's progressed and turned into a fine young man. And he did a good job, deckhand, you know. And I could tell it wasn't his first rodeo. You've had him working out there on the boat with you for years. But it's just good to see kids that are going along those lines. The reason for it is that you've exposed him through the years, and that's good. Let's talk about the catching part. We started out on a point there, didn't we?
Yeah, I usually, you know, when those creeks run in, if you just get adjacent to them, you know, within a mile, you know, inside of a mile of them,
yep.
Get those fish staging up on them little points and making their way that way or in and out. You know, we were kind of catching the tail end of that running water, but we still run into those fish up there, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Now, that's something that we can all learn, too. Now, had the creek, there was a little current in the creek that we were fishing. And, folks, we're at Cedar Creek Lake. I think you know that. But there was a slight current. So, now, had the current been running strong, say, the day after, or say, 24 hours after a good influx of water, would you have fished closer to the mouth of the creek? We were maybe a mile from the actual mouth of the creek.
Yeah, most definitely. Uh-huh. I usually try to get right outside that heavy flow. You know, if it's flowing real hard, it's a little bit more difficult to fish. You get trash on your line, and, you know, you can only fish one direction because it's going to push your bait that way anyway. And we do that occasionally, and you'll get into them pretty good, but it seems like if you get right out of that heavy flow into a little eddy right there close, you know, you'll find lots of fish stacked up in that slack water, just kind of waiting on something to wash out, you know.
And that's exactly what, especially the catfish. I know hybrids too. You know, we caught some hybrids, you know, fishing on the bottom with the cut shad. But those fish are in there. That's why they're in there. That water coming down for miles of that creek's pushing all kind of worms and you name it. You know, food for the fish, and they're kind of congregating right there around the that slack water out of the current. Makes sense. Is fishing usually pretty good after a big? We probably got 4 inches of rain on that watershed, you know, a week or two back. But does it usually remain pretty good? Do those fish stay up in that? That water couldn't have been over 3 foot deep where we were fishing. Will they pull out of there?
You know, there's some probably 6 foot water up there, but that's about it. You know, around there, there's not a lot of deep water, so they kind of scatter on those mud flats and just and hunt. You know, I see a lot of crawfish in the bellies of those fish I clean this time of the year. So a lot of crawdads washing in, like you said, worms, other little insects,
crustaceans, and stuff.
The shad run up there to that stuff too. I guess, you know, they're eating on some plankton and whatever's coming in, washing in those creeks too. But
Well,
big circle of life there.
That's exactly right. And it's, I tell you what, I think our listeners would enjoy hearing about the plan. The plan was, folks, for Jason already had his plan to catch fish, and that we did. Catfishing was really good. Mostly blues, mostly eater blues that we actually caught in that particular area, you know, 2 to 3 3-pounders, maybe 4. That size, and hybrid stripers. Caught a few of those, too, while fishing for the catfish. But I had packed a cardboard box with this little fish cooker I've got. Cornmeal, cooking oil, you know, seasoning, everything you need. What was funny, Jason, is, you know, I kept saying, I don't know if you heard me, I said, you know what, it's almost next to impossible not to have forgotten something. Because to have a fish fry in the backcountry on a creek bank, you know, miles from anybody, you better have everything, you know. If you don't.
You kind of got my goat when you had everything set up. You said, anybody got a match? I'm thinking, oh, man.
I saved that to the last.
You're pulling my leg. So
I saved that to last. I had two strikers, you know, two propane matches is what I had. Because then you are out of business, because I am not very good at rubbing two sticks together, buddy. That
me
just
either.
Don't work. So anyway, in the back of my mind, I knew I had the basic stuff. I double checked it, because last thing I want to do is get up there with you and we catch the fish and, hey, boys, you know, I forgot the skillet or something. So I had the basics that we needed, but I did forget something. Now, you got to remember, I was loading all this cardboard box up before daylight in the morning of that fishing trip. Well, we got out there and I got my propane going and got the grease was getting hot. Jason's over there on the boat cleaning these fish, getting them ready, you know, and he'd pass them over to me, and then I'd cut them maybe in little pieces and cornmeal them and drop them in that hot cooking oil. So I had a pretty good little platter going there in the aluminum pan there, you know, and I thought, okay, it's about time to get ready for these boys to eat. So I reach over there and grab the potato salad, a little container of potato salad, stick it out there on the beside the fish. You know, we're on the bank of a creek, folks. We're no picnic table or anything like that. I think, okay, let me get their forks out. I start looking around. No forks. I remember getting those forks out before daylight and laying them on my little table, cooking table at home. So we were there with potato salad. Not a crisis, you know, not for people like us. We knew how to overcome that. I looked up over there, and there's a bunch of folks. There was, if you know what bloodweed is, it's a dry, it leaves a dry stalk, and on a good year, those things can be half inch in diameter. Well, I broke down, actually broke up some of those blood weeds, took my knife and made spoons out of them. So, you know, we overcame, Jason, on that deal.
You did. I was quite impressed with the little spoons you made.
It was kind of funny. But, yeah, they worked just fine on that potato salad. Of course, the fish, we didn't need to worry about that. We just eat that with our, pick it up and dab it in that good sauce, and we were ready to go, you know. So that's the way that trip unfolded, and you know, we were pretty good ways from where you put the boat in, but boat ride back, you know, we had actually had a bunch of fish. Jeff took those home, the fillets that we didn't eat, and he and his wife, Demi, they had those for supper, you know, believe it or not. Yeah.
That's great, man. We fed twice on that little deal, huh?
We fed like kings. Jason, let's hook everybody up with you. Kings Creek Adventures on Cedar Creek Lake, folks. I know you've that's easy to go to. I guess kingscreekadventures.com, right, Jason?
Yes, sir. That's the web address. I also have a little Facebook group page.
Yeah.
Just Kings Creek Adventures, you know, at Facebook. And like I said, if you want to book a trip or something, you can always call me on this cell, 903-603-2047. And I do have an office line at 903-887-7896.
Well, Jason, I really had a great time with you. Appreciate you taking the time to share it with all of our listeners. And you are easy to track down there. I will add on Facebook, if people go there and like Kings Creek Adventures, they can stay up with what you're doing, you know.
For sure. Mm-hmm,
post a lot of pictures and all that. Well, buddy, I really appreciate you being with us, and we'll get you back here real soon. I think we've got a possibly another run in the back on the back burner for crappie up in a creek. We're kind of hammering these creeks here lately, but
hey, it's time of year, man. We need to do that.
Okay, let's put that on the agenda, and we will we'll reconvene out there on the water before long. Folks, that was my buddy Jason Barber. What a fun time on the creek. You know, if you'd like to read my newspaper article that I wrote on this outing with the pictures and all, go to ketr.org, and you can just click on programs there, and Luke Clayton Outdoors, and all these shows that we've done for these many years are archived right there. If you may have been a guest 6 years ago, it's still there, folks, ketr.org. So go there and check that out. You know, there's a fly fishing festival coming up in Plano at the Plano Event Center. It's called the Texas Fly Fishing and Brew Festival. Craft beers are there, but it's all about fly fishing. If you're a novice, maybe you've never cast a fly rod, it's for you. If you're a devout fly fisherman, lifetime fly fisherman, it's also for you. There's seminars, a lot of neat stuff, and a good way, a good fun time to learn about fly fishing and go and bond with other people that like to fly fish. It's going to be March the 21st and the 22nd at the Plano Event Center. And you can go online. Let me see if I have that. It's TXFlyFishingFestival.com. TXFlyFishingFestival. No. .org. That Oregon.com always tricks me up. TXFlyFishingFestival.org. Folks, I'm going to try to make it there the Sunday. I've got a magazine article, a hog hunting article, and hunt that I've got to do. I think I'll be back the Friday before that, but I'm going to try to make it on Sunday if at all possible. Like to get there and just, I've never attended one of these, but I think it'd be just a whole lot of fun. Well, folks, we are just about out of time for our show. Thank you for tuning in as you do each week. You know, we've been doing this show right here for about, I think, crowding 9 years now every week, and I enjoyed as much today as when I started. Make sure and tune in next week, too, folks. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoke In Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the Best of Texas Barbecue Sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.